Sure. Yeah, I'm going to take this home for 5:30.
Okay, let's call a meeting to order. From last month to read, and we have no people from last month to approve them anyway, so we'll have to skip that item. And as far as I know, we don't have any street names or numbers. We have two parcel maps, so we might as well get to the parcel maps first. And the first one will be item number one. You guys can look at this one. I looked it over pretty good, and I don't believe I marked anything on it. It seems to be fine. It's just splitting 20 acres into 4 or 5 acre parcels. There's no new street names or anything. They're already there.
Huh. Is it? I thought they hadn't seen it before. I thought they split it already.
Well, they may, something may have come in and they pulled it or corrected it and sent it back.
So okay.
A lot of times there's corrections and then they have to resubmit it and they come back to us again. I don't remember.
I looked for them, I could be wrong, but yeah, there you go, where it is. I thought that was like 10-20.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. First parcel map approved without any corrections. Okay, the number two parcel map for Ronald and Sally D. Murphy has been pulled. There's some technical problem with it, and Kelly Harris pulled it from the agenda. So now we're going to go to number three. And I see a red mark on here. Evidently, they had the wrong name. Evidently, this is Ed Bruce's property over here. Right off of Records Road. But as far as I can tell, there's no new street names or anything on this either. And this is 160 acres that they're breaking down into basically 460s. So 440s, yeah.
So this is another... what's it called, Jim?
A large...
Yeah, large division of land into large parcels. Correct?
I don't think so. I think once they go to 40 acres, then that's...
Once they go to 40, it's a parcel, but
right.
The 160 is not a parcel map until they go to the 40.
Well, anyway, they call it a parcel map.
Are these names...
Names... I'm not sure that's technical stuff for shelling. All the roads and everything are correct as far as I can tell. The vicinity map looks right. I didn't bring my big
hands away.
Yeah. There's another black in the valley besides...
Flat.
Oh, flat.
Yeah, Walter Flat.
Oh, flat. Okay, that F in mine just doesn't look like a B.
Okay.
You got it.
Yeah.
Don't need to know
that. Motion to approve.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Parcel map approved with the corrections shown in red. The agenda shows 1, 2, 3, 4 more parcel maps, but they've all been pulled. So for Kelly Harris also. I looked at some of those and there were some problems with them. She may be just sending them back for correction. So. Yes, the next thing on the agenda is general public comment. Anybody have anything they'd like to say?
I just wanted to say thank you for actually having the meeting tonight. So,
there you go.
Okay, next item is next month. Meeting is going to be March 15th, 2007 on Thursday. Do you have any public comment?
Well, how do you go about having a re-survey done with the county state? Who authorized this? I know the paperwork, who the paperwork, but who authorized the re-survey of an old city to bring it up to date?
Somebody tell him to go do it.
Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, he didn't tell us because, well, I think I was Kelly Harris. Can we talk to her about it?
No, it could be a problem. It's not a problem.
Well, she is the one that does all this planning and that stuff, so.
No, she won't. It won't happen. She's a technician. She looks like.
I think you can just go pay an independent surveyor to do it.
Yes, but we're elected by the law. What the judge the legal thing would have to be to go back, first of all, to the retired local judicial surveyor. Okay, now if they're retired, you can't go to the house. So then it goes to the next stage, and of course the next stage is who authorizes, what's the county surveyor supposed to get there? Okay. Because the county surveyor, whoever that may be, has to be aware of it.
And you're going to do a reasonable
thing. Of course, I have to pay for it. But it's like, who takes the survey? And there's a group of surveyors. But it, what it is, it's a legal process to go in and amend the original survey.
That's just what we're talking about. There's mistakes on that.
It's very difficult to get a fix for that. When they have a problem, they can talk to one of the people at the world. There's a parcel of land that the county hit, the road had drifted, and you see, there's an argument.
So, what are you looking to do? Your lines are incorrect on the property?
You have to amend the map.
Okay.
Yeah, I will have the corners, several of the corners have to be reset. No, it's actually one of the corners that you set on a crisp. Okay, it moved the line 14 feet to the north. In the process of surveying another parcel of land
around you,
next to
adjacent to it,
they had moved my property.
Right.
To my benefit. Okay. That was based upon a few other points that were set, like the center of the section. The center of the section, inadvertently, in the drawing, was drawn at the wrong distance. Okay, but the center of the section was used to establish
a bunch of other
stuff, a parcel. Now that center of the section is being ignored by a current survey, the board. Their line of thinking was, okay, the center of the section line, north-south line, space by rule, you proportion it up into 12 points, okay, so you can do the corner side, okay? But only the half of the section line was drawn, I mean, the couldn't have said it to half section, okay? And the process, the quarters were set, but it turns out that the quarter was moved also 14 feet. So that means, it was shot from east to west, and the west line drifted to the north. So it moved my northwest property quarter further to the north. And it's set for the second survey. There's two surveys that justify that. One was done in 96 or 92, whatever. Okay. And then currently, this last summer, the point was reset. But it's not part of my care, okay, but it's my property. So what I'm doing is, I'm protecting my original survey. Because the error was not corrected anyway. So the deep survey that came out there, he started at one point and went to the north, and he started on the north and went to the south. But a surveyor came in and I worked in the middle. He put his points in and basically reestablished one of my corners. So what I'm trying to do is either just take my survey and correct it to go with that corner. If he properly divided it up, which was he divided the middle of the section in half, even though the middle of the section was longer on the south end than was on the north end. But the new surveyor, seeing that there was nothing out there, totally ignored it and went in there and divided up the section into four equal parts, so he brought it back 7 feet.
Well, I understand, but if it's 13 feet, like 15 or 17 feet now, yours was just not a long time ago.
Right, I can amend my survey to move it because when the two surveyors got to work together, the surveyor hated. Okay. He produced a parcel map that divided up the east and some of the interiors, and he set the point. And Civil Life said, well, we're in the process of laying out the subdivision. Your point's not right because it's not even divided up into two different sections. And he said, no. There's a point set in the center of the section that is longer.
Not correct.
So he divided that point in half.
I understand, but that point is not correct for you to start
with. Well, it's already mine. It's been there for over 27 years.
Right. So what it's saying is
yeah, but see, they're not distinguishing now. They haven't produced a parcel map to change that.
But they're ignoring that.
They're ignoring that point that was set. And it was used to set 40 acres to the east, you know, a quarter mile away. It was used. And then, consequently, the other parcel south of it, they recognized the old survey as being monument. And then they, in turn, just divided that old survey in half and set a new form.
I understand.
Well,
but they haven't
been in
that yet.
Well, their map's going to show a parcel of 1 acre.
Well, I understand.
Well,
they put their
map in this form. They will ignore. They're ignoring the history of the map.
Because
the
man, they revised that before the war.
Well, yeah, I will do that. Okay, but in the meantime, I can still go and amend my based upon the errors that were detected by two surveyors. Okay, so it's got nothing.
I don't know what the legal mechanism
is to do that. Well, Gargalli was there.
I have no idea.
He said you go and you try and find the original surveyor that had incorrect. In the absence of that surveyor being retired and giving up his life skill, then it's up to the county surveyor, who in this case, that county surveyor retired last year, and for some reason it's been awarded to a firm.
I understand, but that firm isn't going to do anything once they get the okay from the county.
Right, he has to bring it to their attention. Now, I already notified you last Thanksgiving that we have this discrepancy in the survey, and I want to have my survey amended.
But
if he doesn't tell the county that's what you're requesting, then the county is.
Well, he's taking his school.
So who's his boss is what you need to know.
Pardon?
You need to know who his boss is.
Well, you need to know who the appropriate person in the county is, and that's the
county. Yeah, no, so you can
tell the person
who writes the survey. A survey has to be done, but it's like who appoints the survey? Ultimately, I pay for it. Who appoints the surveyor since they go out and do a corrective survey and make the interest of such? Because you have to go back and amend my own thing. Not mine, but the people in the world. But the parcel, that's what the parcel is. That has to be amended.
What's their name now, Kurt? It was on when?
Oh,
Carol. Carol Bean. Stephen Carter, right?
Then I'm cutting the surveyor because when they look.
Stephen Carter's the planning department, right?
No, but. He's into a whole different thing here.
I might have to produce for that.
Who does the contractor work for? Knight County? The contractor works for Knight County?
The private surveyor tell me that Charles Kircher.
Who does this Kircher report to?
Somebody in the county.
No, he's a new contractor.
Yeah, I need to get a system. It was very tough to get a hold of him. He finally started to their business, but when I did talk to him, I had sent him the information to show where the error exists. With all the surveys going all the way back to 1982, to show where this error was found by two current surveys, two surveys. Okay. So I had asked him, and he said, well, with the holiday, you know, I'll get back with you. And he said, well, I got to figure out how the county will pay for it. But he didn't specify
who, and in fact, he was so new to it, he said, he doesn't even have all the parcel maps. So I said, okay, if it means, you know, I'll see the parcel map or whatever, but he can't do that. So he said the holidays were pretty busy. So Thanksgiving all the way to New Year's. So I waited until actually the end of January when I called, made another phone call to him. I said, okay, you told me you were going to get back with me to look at my issues. So I said, how do you know it? Let's look at it because I've got to. I'm putting the fence up based upon the new survey. And I've got water rights that I've got, and I have to put a fence up, and I have to pull up water. And this is critical to fence off everything and also to fence off the rest. Because I'm growing so much. So he just sent me an email back saying that he would call me in a few days and he would ask me some more questions. But all the time I told my Woody, I was taking the drawings and showing him the stuff. But I kind of needed an assurance from him. Who would be going to contact the county to make them aware that I'm going to amend my survey? If John Gargalski told me what the process was, up to the point where now he told me previous surveys were gone and disappeared, if they actually used him, but I went to him because they had worked under his, they worked under his company to make this, to do the original survey, in order to get to the county. So I contacted him first, and he was probably more or less didn't want to do it. Although I said, well, okay, if I had you do it, you know, these are the problems, you know, you could do the math. And he did explain to me, though, that it's illegal to know how it works. So I said, well, okay, I could go to Hayson, because Hayson then also reestablished another point, reestablished my corner based upon finding the error. So he moved my property line. One of the corners. Actually, two of the corners. So, well, they'll move on a new map, but I think it's, I don't want to pay one and all, they'll say, well, they'll go get somebody else. Okay, in other words, they have to really, you know, or if they somebody goes to the surveyor, I mean, I could have done it yesterday, have either jog out to the gate and come in there and adjust my survey and then submit that map to the county for approval.
But if that's not a county-approved surveyor, then he's wasting his money.
Well, I mean, they've already approved both of those surveyors that have come across. They've approved Hayson. And Hayson's the one that also reset the point. Dalgowski recognized it, but that there was a, that the center of the section, Utah, was further to the north. And then he did a survey that divided about 40 inches. Quarter mile to the east based on that point. And then there was no other work done. Then there was the 40 acre parcels that are in there, you know, the large parcels in there, they didn't have their corners. Okay, they didn't have anything more done to them other than what the surveyors had worked around. Now, Hayson comes in there and sets the point that divides that 40 acre parcel, which is the point down to one of my corners. And he moves it based upon taking half the distance to the center of the section. Now, there's currently a surveyor who's right now civilized, trying to put a parcel map in there. They're ignoring the old monument at the center of the section, reinforcing the middle of the section and establishing three new points.
And
which then, okay, but what I'm asking is to produce a map to show the difference, which I have to pay a surveyor, and it's one of the surveyors that traditionally has been serving, but, you know, not knowing whether or not the county has the point of surveyor or the county turns to the county surveyor. Now, they hired a new county surveyor, from what I understand. Because I haven't talked to the guy, he said, well, yeah, I'm the new, you know, he was located in Henderson, Nevada. So, I'm trying to get from him to look at this problem, which he's very slowly looking at, because the time is running out of here.
And you will not contact Kelly? You will not contact Kelly to find a vehicle between that and the...
I'll tell you right now, contractor will... Kelly, there's an issue I have that is before the commission for Mitch Carver, I want to do so.
Kelly.
Kelly withheld my request for 8 Mile Road until this new plat came in to subdivide the property adjoining this road. At the last minute, the last hour, the last day, she called Hayford up and told him quickly put this name on the road. We tried to name the road for 4 months. Kelly had, I submitted a letter, I have a letter, I submitted it to Cheryl Beeman. Cheryl Beeman ignored it. She sent it up to Kelly. Kelly sent it back. Okay. What happened was, they did not want to name the road, they didn't want to, and then it, well, we sat down with Ron Williams. So this is a collaboration of the three of us. We sat down with them, insisting that we need to name that road because we don't have a street address, we don't have a mailing address for that parcel of land. They kept telling us, no, you can't name the road, it's only in season. It was rented to by the surface owner who we had to ingress, who egressed across our property, okay, for 20-some years. They told me, oh, no, you can't name it. I came in, we came in requesting a name. We gave them a name. They ignored it. They sent it back and forth. Mitch Carver got a hold of it because they told her, well, they don't know what to do with this name. They didn't tell us that there was an application form to fill out to request a name for the road. They said, you don't have a road anymore. The county's never maintained it for 20-some years, and it's not, it's just an easement. And I said, well, it's our road, and I want to see if we can obtain it. I asked about prescriptive rights, because nobody else uses roads other than access to our 5 acres. Well, as it turns out, Hayford came in there and divided up the 70 acres, which included the easement, cutting right across the bottom of the 40 and then the 3/10 to the south. Okay. So, all the time that we were trying to tell them, she kept lying to us, okay? And I'm telling you right now, she lied. Everything was twisted, everything was great, because what it was a, it was a favor to the wife to put the road name in her mother's name, the wife's name. So, they got rid of it. They collaborated to deny it. And I mean, I didn't do it very good. I wrote a letter to Cheryl Beeman. I have that letter. They kicked it back to us. Mitch Carver had the letter. She said she would look into it. She was going to put it on the agenda, but then the focus group kept it. So they dropped it. And it had to do with including our request to gain a road access. Okay. Well, it turns out they went in until the wife's brother got the parcel put in and the surveyor, Hayford, Richard Hayford. There was no name put on that east, that road. The road was already in there. They were just showing that road again in another subdivision. So what they did was Kelly Harris calls up, rejects. What happened was Kelly Harris calls up Hayford and says, put the name Ferland on it. He puts the name Ferland on it and misspells it. He puts it on the flat map, okay, because this flat map got held off for 3 or 4 weeks, almost a month, back and forth, okay. So what happened was she gets the letter, she gets the parcel, the mylar of the parcel from Hayford. And Hayford misspells the name Ferland rather than Ferland. Kelly takes and erases the D, hand writes in the letter S, and then writes in the word land. Well, he had the parcel map that killed him. And that's when I called him up, I said, they named the road, and they ignored the name request that we had for 3 months. Kelly Harris puts the name on it. And all I went up to personally sat with her after the commission's meeting, and then the next day, sat for an hour with Ron Williams on the phone, trying to get a name of Pipeline Easement. They said, oh, you can't do it. You can't do it. Oh, they looked up. They said, oh, you can't call it a lane. You can't call it this. You can't call it that because it only gets stopped dead on our property in 1/4 mile. Okay, it doesn't go through the half mile. Because I'm not meant to go through. I'm not giving up my 33 on my 20-acre parcel. So Kelly, so all the time they know this is the survey plot is coming in and it's having problems. Okay, it's got rejects for several reasons. And all the time they're telling us, oh, they can't name it. You just gave it with Cheryl Beeman tells me, oh, put whatever name you want on it. Well, there's no particular form to fill out or anything. Just put your own name on the road. Okay? So then all of a sudden this name plat shows up. And you will see that name Ferland, handwritten on the original plat. And I called Richard Hayford up. I said, Richard, what happened? He said, oh, Kelly Harris said, put the name on that mylar. And then submit it. The last hour, the last minute, the last day. And I tried to tell Mitch Carver about it.
month ago. Well, over the last year. She didn't want to do anything about it. Okay, so now I'm going to take it, I was going to take it to, and I will produce the letter, and I will take it to, article, John Lee. Put in there, but see, that's the problem with that, so I don't trust it. Well, I don't I need to give the commissioners a head up and say I have a problem and what, and ask them? Who do I, who? You know, they took 2 months to send my letter to Rosen, back and forth, because neither one of them are able. They're closely Republican, they're closely friends with the right, they're doing the right to hate by enjoying it. Oh, well, see, that's good. See.
That was my question.
Hey, George,
that was my question.
They did.
Because it's Crystal Heights. Crystal Heights, they didn't have a road to this. They bypassed it. You're in Crystal Heights.
And they're going to do it again when Tom takes something with his dad, so 1 acre parcel.
We don't have a legally bypass.
We
have no
legal. We never saw the parcel map that he's talking about. They just showed.
They approved it, I think, sometime in October.
So what you're saying is that the county can do whatever they want without any decision.
You got it.
Right.
You
got it. And they're going to do the same with Tom T. Because he's already bought. He's bought Ron Williams, he's bought Carol Seaman. They all have three membership passes. His fire and the person who has seen it all, has heard it all, well, Kathy Wright, if you're extraordinary. Ron Williams specifically told me, if you look at your objection to this, this development, that's a trigger court that's going to be built. And she said, she didn't want it because she figured the trigger court was going to harbor all the immigrants over here. And Ron Williams told her, he says, well, you're going to stand to make a lot of money from your bar. By having all these people moving out of these blocks in their subdivision, when Tom Speaks submitted to the board. She took offense to that. She thought that all he was going to do was turn them in as trailer courts for the immigrants, for folks that are going to be working in the dairy. She didn't want to see that at all. She's the one that, and then the guy that works for Tom Speaks came around to her and tried to offer her a membership card with her picture on it. To his little bar and grill of it to buy her off. And she turns around and tells us, no, she ain't gonna do that. So she's got my name of, I don't know,
oh, that's very clear.
In a county commissioner meeting in there, I will specifically ask those commissioners when it happens, I'm gonna say, which one of you commissioners does not have a membership card to Hans Peace Bar and Grill? And I know Ron Williams has one, Bob Beckett has one. Bob Beckett brought Tom Speaks into the light and purchased all his property. That's a fact. So, I mean, there's some wild, real heads of things going on here. And he opposed everybody in the subdivision except me to sell off the land. Because of the whites have turned everybody against me. They're mad at me because I put a fence up between that line. Between the 40 and the 20, I put a fence up. And Lee White will not talk to me because of that. So this is a little old fact. He submitted an application, but never filed it. He had triangle surveys set up to put a road before I brought the land from him. To put a road between the 40 and the 20. He doesn't know I know that. Which, because he did not want to pay. The whites have a policy, never pay for a road. Never pay anything. And if you know what happened when they approved the 70-acre parcel, the one that they put his name on, Carolyn, the whites came in, the whites bought it, and Gary Howard told them they didn't have to pay any road improvement to get that 70-acre parcel up. So it was no cost. And there were only two commissioners that voted for it, I think, and the rest of them objected.
So what happened? The next weekend, the wife, the one brother, sent a road grader in there and completely obliterated my access. ABC cuts it off. I submitted them photographs to show my road was blocked. Barricaded, completely blocked. And what happened was, the wind blew up, it blew everything in the road, destroyed the county road. So I got Fanny and Jared Ward, and even, I even that night, when my road was, Friday night, when I got home, and that road was, my road was barricaded, completely closed off. I called Gary Hollis came out to the White House and had a conversation with him to tell him what was wrong. They had a contract of blowing the construction, come out with, completely blowing my road and cut it off. I couldn't get over it, so I took photographs of it. I put it to all five commissioners and Danielle. It cost, I did Jared Ward up for what it cost to bring the road material in there. It was $17,000 in gravel, not including the 1 week of labor the county equipment to open that, to redo that road. And I submitted a letter with five signatures on it to Danielle and requesting, along with the citizens, requesting who's going to pay for the damage, who's going to pay for the county building when they completely let the right walk away without paying a dime on the property. And nothing has happened. There's so much power with when you're looking at the right, you know, it's not friendly, but they have to, there's a connection. The public money is limited.
Well, anyway, all this stuff is not pertinent to our planning.
I can tell you, when that constantly comes up on the side of it, do we see anything there?
Do we hear a motion to adjourn?
Yep.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting to adjourn.
There's 20 homes out there in the desert on that land, and yet they're taught that they're not going to do anything.